Hello, everyone, and welcome to Time Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Today we are talking all about Italian culture and travel, and you know, this show is all about trying to learn a little bit more about Italy and the places that are found in Italy that maybe you haven't heard so much about or that we have a little bit of insight to offer.
Can I give a new slogan for this show? It's like it's a show about learning how to get lost in Italy. How do you like that?
Ooh.
How to get lost.
Fascinating. Learning how to get lost in Italy. I like that. So we're going to have to put that up on the site. Anyway, today's topic is a great one. One that, you know, I think is exciting for both of us, Marco and I, because we haven't actually been there, but we've heard a lot about it. And so we thought we'd put this forward to you as a place to think about and talk about and learn more about. And what place is it?
Cagliari.
Cagliari. So that is the capital of the island
of Sardinia.
Of Sardinia.
Sardegna.
So in Italian, you say Sardegna. I don't know why, but in Italian, in English, we say Sardinia. But it is the island a bit west of Italy, quite large, actually, south of Corsica, and is a kind of a mysterious and wild place, they say. So the capital city, Cagliari, is the topic of today's discussion, and there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, well, for start, I mean, the island itself is it's a very touristic place, and it's very famous because we consider Sardinia to be the Caribbean of Italy.
Yeah, so it's like where to go on vacation, right? People have homes
there.
Yeah, it's
very famous for the beautiful sea on the North Sea and the Emerald Coast, La Costa Smeralda. And also famous because there's another reality in Sardinia. It's very like wild nature in the mountain regions in the interland. And very wild, you know, with animals and sheep. And
all right, so we're actually not going to focus so much on that today, but more on the city itself of Cagliari, which is found in the southern tip of the island. And Cagliari, we actually have given you the name already in Sardo, the Sardinian language.
Casteddu.
Casteddu. And what's cool about to me about the Sardinian language is that it is the closest language in existence, spoken language, to Latin. So it's even closer to Latin than Italian is. And you can tell this from all the oohs at the end of the words.
And Sardinian is actually a language because we always refer, you know, when we talk about regions and regional differences, like in every places in Italy, you have different dialects and they can be very strong, but they're still dialects. But Sardinia is actually a different language.
Like Provençal in France, it's its own language.
Like, I cannot understand it. Nobody can understand. I mean, it's completely different.
So obviously, if you go to Sardinia, they'll be able to speak Italian to you, and that shouldn't be a problem.
Yes.
They do. It's the main language that's taught in schools is Italian, but people also take pride in learning Sardinian. So,
Most of Sardinians have a very strong accent when speaking in Italian, and it's kind of like a fun accent for us. But most of them, of course, almost every one of them can speak Italian pretty well, so no problem there.
So pop quiz, what does Casteddu mean?
Casteddu means castello.
Castle. So what's interesting about this is that, you know, thousands of years ago, the city was actually founded by the Phoenicians, who were great, great sailors from Lebanon and that area. So they had their big cedar ships, and they sailed through, and they said, wow, this island is great, great for trading, because it's in between Africa and Europe.
So they were so ahead.
They were. So they founded this city, which is, a castle. And they built a castle in the middle, and so it became kind of a really hot spot for different empires. The Romans then came in and took it over after they beat the Phoenicians. And finally, we'll speed up to the 19th century, and the House of Savoy ruled the island.
House of Savoy, who will later on reunify Italy. And so it was the kingdom of Piemonte and Sardinia. And it comes to the present, where Sardinia is part of Italy.
Exactly. All right. So despite the fact that it is culturally extremely different and has its own language, it is very much a part of Italy and has been so since the unification in the late 19th century.
Even though, I mean, it's funny because Sardinian people usually refer to Italy as the continent. Il continente.
There's l'isola and Italy is il continente.
Yes.
Well, I think what's exciting about this history is that it's very visible in the city itself, because the downtown district, the main district is called Castello. And you have Spanish architecture because of the Aragons. And you have Roman architecture. There's still an amphitheater outside of town. So you can go see open-air concerts that are held there in the amphitheater.
Nice. And also I heard that there's a very, very, very long and nice beach in
13 kilometers. One of the longest city beaches in the country, actually.
How long it takes to get bored there? I mean, you have 13 kilometers of
13 kilometers of white sand beach to walk around. Not bad.
Too bad we didn't have a studio.
Well, that's, I think you can understand a bit why Sardinia is so popular as a place to have like a second home or just to go on vacation, because it is kind of wild and beautiful and just kind of a melting pot of all these different cultures.
Yeah, La Bella Cagliari here. Cagliari also, it should be a very interesting place to go. It's like, as you said, the historicals, the remains and the architecture and the influences and the beach, the sea, I mean...
Well, as D.H. Lawrence, one of my favorite writers, said, he wrote a small piece on Cagliari. He said it's like white Jerusalem rising out from the sea. So you have this white city with its white walls and this beautiful kind of stone and then white sand beaches, and it kind of rises out of the sea. And I think the time to go, though, is probably around May. Do you know why?
Yes, actually, in fact, I know, because... P.L. Lawrence, which is actually one of my favorite friends, told me that it's the festival of San Efesmo.
San Efesio.
Efesio, Sant Efesio.
Sant Efesio. So the first day of May, May Day in the rest of the world, is actually a very, very important day for Sardinians, particularly people in Cagliari.
For Cagliarinians.
For Cagliarini. because the saint who was supposed to have protected the city, the patron saint of the city, protected the city from the plague when it hit the city hundreds of years ago, they have a big festival, and all of the people from the different regions of different regions of Sardinia and different parts of the city, they come dressed in their local clothes and their traditional costumes. So they all have an ox that leads their little caravan.
Okay.
And they have traditional instruments, and all the kids and the families and everyone, they dress up in these like 15th century, 16th century costumes and these huge dresses and hats. And they're really unusual because some look very Greek, some look very North African, some look very kind of Sicilian. So they've all got these kind of
it's like
colors and
a global Christmas something like
it's a festival.
Alright,
yeah, kind of a special special festival,
and they sing the Sardinian songs.
They do.
I actually kind of like the Sardinian traditional songs and the clothes where they dance. They have this special dance. I remember.
Well, kind of reminds me of like Tuvan throat singing, you know.
Yeah. No, it's
I thought you said you'd never been.
No, I've never been to Cagliari, but I've been to Sardinia when I was a child.
Ah.
But I've been to Olbia. So let's recap here. Cagliari. Oh, we hadn't said the most important thing. Where in Cagliari is in the southeast corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
The southern part of the island.
And I believe there are boats from the mainland, but most people fly because it's a bit of a trip.
There is boats, and it takes, I think, one night or so. So you take like an overnight ferry to go to Sardinia, or you can fly from. Almost everywhere in Italy.
Mm-hmm. And so we hope you get to make it out there. It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful places in the world, actually. And people from all over the country go there on their holidays. And remember, Cagliari, Sardegna, if you want to say the Italian way, is Sardinia. And the 1st of May, of course, is the time to go for the big festival of Sant'Efesio.
Also, if you want to avoid maybe the big Italian tourist wave, I would advise not to go during August, because
right.
It must be like...
Ferragosto is the time to travel in Italy for Italians. So if you want to avoid those massive, massive crowds,
yeah,
you should
also
probably...
prices,
go,
you know, would
they
be
go up
higher, yeah. So, yeah, 1st of May sounds like a good idea, but also all the maybe pre-August summer, you know, June and July, I think it's a good season to go there.
I agree. Good suggestion. All right, so while you're there, send us a postcard. And if you're if you have any questions or comments about what we've been talking about, please post them on the site, italianpod.com. And we have an email address, of course,
You can write us an e-postcard at italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
And we'll be posting some photos because it's just too beautiful in Cagliari. So we hope you've enjoyed this. That's all for us today. Ciao, to you.
Ciao.